Please note, the audio you are about to consume was made by a consenting adult and contains explicit material not suitable for listeners under the age of 18. This audio was made by me, POV Scribe, for publication on Reddit. Please do not download, repost, host, or otherwise share my content anywhere without my explicit and written consent. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this presentation. You're safe now, treasure. You look pretty roughed up. Can you move? That's okay. Here. Oh. You're clinging on to me pretty tightly, treasure. I can't believe I thought you were a thief. You're just another scared civilian who is being punished by a war you had no right to be involved in. How did you get here, treasure? Trouble speaking? That's all right. There's adrenaline coursing through you. If you had been any closer, you would have been killed. However, that doesn't make your wound any less severe. And I don't want to think about the damage caused by that knight's foot. I don't suggest looking down at your chest. Usually, it doesn't click that you're injured until you see the blood. And if there's a lot of it, a human usually feels uneasy. Here, keep your head up the best you can, and I'll hold you in my arms, so you don't have to worry about falling. That's it. Good boy. Oh, and if you're afraid of heights, that's another reason not to look down. If anything, just bury your face in the fluff around my shoulders and neck. Here we go. Here we are. Damn, it looks like the adrenaline is wearing off. Are you in pain? You don't have to speak, just nod your head. Okay, I'll lay you down here and go get some supplies. There, I'll be right back. I'm back. Did you miss me? Are you shivering? Oh no. It must be the shock. I'm going to lean you against me, okay? Feel my warm, soft feathers against you. It's going to feel like this until I stop the bleeding for good. I'm going to remove your shirt now. I may have to cut it off you because of the blood causing it to stick to your skin. Now, let me peel this fabric off of you. Oh, I know it hurts. Just bear with it for a few more minutes. It's a good thing it's cold up here in the mountains. It lowers the chance of an infection. But I'm not about to take any risks, especially with you, treasure. Oh, don't squirm. Please don't squirm. Just a little more. I know the mixture burns. There, that should be good. I'm going to lift you up a little to put the bandages on. Oh. It's almost over. You're almost done. Just a little more. Now, to keep them secure,
Got it.
All right, just one more thing, and I swear you're done. When the knight kicked you, did you feel anything break? Are you sure? Take a few deep breaths. I want to know if anything was damaged. You can stop. Just cling to my arm. I can see the bruises starting to form. I'm going to palpate around the area. All right. If anything is broken, it's not that bad. Nothing is out of place. I don't suggest lying down. If you're going to sleep, it's going to be with me holding you. You're still shivering. Here. My feathers are not normal feathers. They're almost like fur, but they work the same. I don't know what you've heard about monsters, but I don't plan on doing anything until I know you're not in pain. Your pain is my pain. I know that your kind does not think like mine, but I just want you to know that in my eyes, you are my husband. And in my species, that vow means so much more than just companionship. It is almost like our souls become one. I cannot live if you die. You mean more than all my treasure. You are my only treasure now. Treasure. That's it. Just get comfortable in my arms with my wings wrapped around you like a cozy blanket. Sweet dreams. This carried on for a few days. The human was very weak, and I was so nervous to let him out of my embrace. But little by little, his condition improved. One morning, I awoke to find him breathing normally. That was one of the happiest days of my life. Every day, I desired him more and more, but I pushed back my instincts. I was afraid of hurting him, and even though he never mentioned it, I know that the image of what I did to the knight was still fresh in his mind. I was surprised when he didn't object to my clawed hands being close to him. Nothing made me happier than having my arms around him. A few weeks went by, and I began to help him move. He had spent an awful lot of time immobile, and I could see that it was starting to affect him. It wasn't much, just some walking around the cave. But I didn't want to risk the wound on his chest opening back up. Yes, I was controlling, but I had to be. Humans are stubborn, and when he wanted to prove that he was fine, it took him realizing he still wasn't for him to stop. I am not a being of magic. I cannot just snap my fingers and have him healed. There were nights where I was afraid what the future held. I was frightened that he would never be the way he was again. But every morning, seeing his face made it all worthwhile. And time went on. A season passed. It was winter. The cold mountains became even colder. I don't get affected by the cold. My feathers and my fur prevent that. But the human did not have those luxuries. It became harder to forage for food. The mountains didn't have much to begin with. And now most animals had either migrated or were hibernating. If I wanted to feed us, I had to let go of my beloved husband and spent an uncomfortably long time out of the cave. I would come back to find him shivering in the animal furs I had given him, and I would always feel terrible about that. He wanted to go hunting with me, but I said no. His wounds were doing better, but I was no doctor, I wasn't even sure they were healed yet. The outline of a gash was still very clear on his chest, and it seemed to hurt him when I touched it. Even more time passed, and snow began to fall. As if my troubles weren't already bad enough, I spotted a woman with blue skin and ice for clothes. I became paranoid. Not all monsters had the same set of beliefs. Unless I claimed him, there would always be one monster that would try to take him away from me. One evening, I decided to test him. The way I saw it, there were two ways for me to claim him, with me over him or him over me. However, if deep breaths still hurt, I didn't want to risk it. I had him do a few push-ups. He put on a brave face through most of it, but I watched as he toppled over and gripped the bruise on his side. I knew there was something I had missed. I have feeling in my claws, but it is not easy to feel under a soft object. Not only was this the case, but I didn't want to push hard because I could injure him. If that rib had been broken and I had missed it, it would most likely have to be rebroken and reset. That night, I wrapped him in animal furs and went outside the cave to weep. No matter what I did, it just kept on getting worse. One day, I returned from my hunt to find a fresh coat of ice on the rocky ground. I dropped the animal I was carrying and ran into the cave. And there she was, the ice woman I had seen. "Get away from him, you cold bitch!" The woman took a step back. In a gentle voice, she said she was not there to take my husband. I was confused. She put one finger on the side of my husband, and I watched as a thin layer of ice covered his body. A few seconds passed, and the ice shattered. My husband was asleep, but the gash and the bruise were both gone. The woman turned to leave. "Wait, do you not want anything? I mean... She gazed back at me and gave a smile. Her face was almost childlike. She was a Yuki-onna, and she spoke in a gentle tone. I still remember what she said. The demon queen herself was watching my efforts and sent someone to help me. The woman turned to leave once again. "Thank you." She smiled back at me one last time before walking out of the cave and disappearing. The next morning, the cold was gone. I felt my husband move and looked down and saw his eyes staring up at me. It was at this moment that I knew the time was right.
I love you.
I've been waiting for you to be healed for so long, and now I feel that it is finally time. After today, no monster will be able to deny that we are husband and wife. Let's change positions. I will lay you down and get on top of you. Let's get these bridges off of you. I've seen this so many times over the past few months, but you were never this hard. You must be pretty backed up. Here, I'll help you. Moaning already? That's all right. You don't have to hold them back. Keep moaning for me. Your sounds
almost as delicious as you are. Let me speed up a bit. What does that look for? You don't have to be embarrassed for shooting so fast. I can smell the virginity on you. And even if you'd masturbated before, you haven't for quite some time. It's only natural that you're quick to shoot. And besides, you tasted amazing. However, I do have another opening that is also hungry. Let me line you up. There. Are you ready, treasure? I love the look in your eyes, treasure. All the waiting was worth it to see you like this. I'm going to start moving now. You like this, don't you, treasure? My love. I have dreamt of this day since I saved you. But everything we've been through feels so much better. I love you. No, don't try to speak. Your eyes tell me everything I need to know. The glow and the moisture matches your smile. Ah, I can tell that you're just as happy as I am. No, don't try to sit up. Here. I'll hold you like this, treasure. I know you like the feeling of my wings. It's helped you through many painful nights. Good boy you are. I'm going to go faster now. That's it. Yes, wrap your arms around me. I love how sweet you are. The way you always nuzzle against me when I wrap my wings around you. Only way you're never afraid to show your emotions. You're such a sweet boy. Best treasure a monster could ask for. I love you so. I want you to come inside of me. Yes. Are you close, my love? I can feel you trembling. Don't hold back. Come on. Come. Yes, come. Come now. Good boy. Okay. You came so much. No, you look so tired. Here, let me move a little. There. Yes, just rest your dear head against my breast. Good boy. You're such a good boy. I love you, treasure. Sweet dreams. My treasure.